And it is Are You Okay Day, which means we are thrilled to welcome our next guest to the show, Jim. She's a clinical psychologist, clinic director, clinical lecturer, and Hypnobirthing Australia practitioner. She runs a parenting support group called Keep Sane and Parent On and has released a book of the same name. Please welcome Sarah Purvey. Hello, Sarah. Welcome. How are you?
Hi, I'm really good. Thanks. How are you?
We are fantastic, Sarah. Are You Okay Day? How important is it that we know what Are You Okay Day is about?
I think it's really important to know that we can have those conversations on an everyday level. I think it's good to have these days to acknowledge how important it is to check in with our friends and our family or even people we don't know very well at all, but also just to keep the conversation going all the time.
Sarah, can I ask, Nathan and I are big advocates for mental health. You know, we're official ambassadors for Movember. We're Mitchie McPherson. We've got Stay Chatty on a little bit later. Are You Okay Day? Things like that. I feel like people are, I guess, having more conversations about it, but there is still that point where I guess people don't know what to do when someone says they're not okay. What would be, I guess, some advice for people when they do ask the question and they do get the answer that is someone says, hey, yeah, no, I'm not all right?
I think maybe asking specifically what's been happening for them, like what are the things that are making them not feel okay?
Yeah.
And just listening with an open mind, feeling like you don't actually have to fix someone's problems, but just letting them know you are there to talk and even saying it like that, just saying, look, I don't really know how you feel, but I'm really happy to listen to what you're saying, and I'm here for you whenever you need me. You know, feel free to call me or feel free to send me a message if you're not feeling great. And then also encouraging professional assistance if it really seems like that person hasn't been themselves for a number of weeks, perhaps.
Yeah.
And yeah, getting them to know that it's quite important to seek professional help, that they don't have to sit with this stuff on their own.
So do you think seeking professional help, and I'll confess myself, I do see a psychologist. Do you think there is still enough people doing that? Because I know for myself, that was a very hard thing going to do that. Because at the time, I guess it almost felt like that there was something wrong with me and it was admitting defeat. And I will say now, probably the best thing that I've ever done to look after my mental health.
Great. That's really good to share that with everyone. And I think that's most people's journey as well, is that it takes them a long time to actually put their foot in the door of a psychologist's office. They might have, you know, a couple of times through the years, or there might be a few months where they're not feeling great. And there's definitely a hesitation to walk into the psychologist's office. I think I've spoken to clients actually, like, who have said the same things to their friends, you know, come and see a psychologist, it's really good, it works really well for me, but it still might be a year in the making, for example, before people actually go to the GP to get their referral and then make the contact with the psychologist. So there's definitely a few steps in the process before people are actually willing to sit in the room with someone to talk about what's going on for them.
Now, Sarah, you run a parenting support group called Keep Sane and Parent On. You've also got a book of the same name.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to kids about mental health, how should parents be navigating this at an early age with kids?
Really having conversations with kids about just naming their feelings. So this is an everyday thing with kids. Really, when they're sad, is naming up the emotion and saying, you know, you seem really sad right now, or you seem really angry. So helping kids to give labels to their feelings is a really important step. And I guess, you know, for older kids, perhaps it's having conversations around, it's quite normal to feel sad, or it's normal to feel worried. So I feel like that too sometimes.
Yeah.
And when I feel worried, I like to talk to my best friend, or, you know, I talk to someone I love, and just keeping those conversations open really on just an everyday basis, because there's just so much teaching that we can do pretty much all the time about how we're feeling and naming things up and just being validating and listening to our children and modelling the behaviour ourselves. So when our children see us as parents doing things that are good for their mental health, like taking breaks or listening to meditation apps, or just having conversations with friends, all those sorts of things, like what we're doing as parents actually does feed back to the children. That's actually their biggest lessons, ultimately.
Yeah, I use the Calm meditation app. It's a good one. That's not a free plug. I pay for it. It's expensive. Sarah, can I just ask, do you think we've come really a long way? Because I do feel like that. And I'd be interested to get, I guess, the opinion of a professional. Because when I was a kid and I was younger, I don't remember hearing about any of this. And now, as an adult, I feel like it's in front of us all the time and we are having conversations. Have we come a long way?
I feel like we have, yes. Anecdotally, at least, it seems that way. I do see with the younger generation as well that younger people are much more open to have the conversations, and younger men seem to be much more open to have the conversations than what older men are.
Yeah.
So it does feel like there's a generational shift now where it's a lot more normalised for younger people to come into therapy. And we do see a lot of older people in therapy now as well. And I think there's even been a shift there, perhaps since the coronavirus. I feel like there's been a bit more isolation that's happening. And we're seeing a lot more referrals for elderly people, which has been less common. But, I mean, that's not a statistical analysis of the research at all. That's just what I'm seeing.
No.
Sarah, once again, we really do appreciate your time coming on the show and helping us out on Are You Okay Day? Of course, you can find out more about Sarah at easternshorepsychology.com. And, of course, if you need any urgent support, Lifeline, always available 24/7, the number 13 11 14. Sarah, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Have a good day.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.